Good day, Australia. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you all the latest on the financial services industry. In a bold move to boost the appeal of public markets, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has launched a two-year fast-track IPO trial. This initiative aims to bolster the dwindling number of public companies and IPOs by cutting down IPO process timelines by potentially a week through an informal document review. ASIC Chair Joe Longo paints an enticing picture promising new investment opportunities, business growth, and job creation. However, he notes that the trial allows for a no-action scenario during the exposure period, though issues can still be raised before shares are issued. ASIC also teased potential regulatory improvements to support a robust market. In the realm of wealth management, a recent EY Global Wealth Research report has put the spotlight on a prime opportunity for Australian financial advisors. With an enormous intergenerational wealth transfer on the horizon, advisors could have the chance to engage new clients. The research suggests only 35% of inheritors will hold onto their assets in their current form, with the rest looking for diversification. As for future services, a hybrid model combining AI and human oversight seems to be the way forward. However, hurdles like data privacy, security, and a preference for human interaction need to be addressed. Meanwhile, our superannuation funds continue to show strength despite international economic challenges. Super Ratings reports that May saw a 2.6% increase for the median balanced option, which builds upon gains seen in April. Pension returns also rose, painting a promising picture for year-end numbers. However, experts are reminding investors to reserve their excitement, particularly in light of unpredictable market conditions, reinforcing superannuation as a long-term strategy. Turning our attention to the Reserve Bank of Australia, or RBA, a rate cut in July seems likely due to underperforming economic indicators. In the first quarter, Australia's GDP grew by a 0.2%, well under the RBA's 0.45% prediction. Projections indicate further reductions are on the horizon, potentially decreasing the official cash rate to 3.1% by the end of the year. While these cuts may stimulate the economy, they could also surge the housing market, thereby posing affordability challenges in a time of economic slowdown. That wraps up the financial services news for today, Thursday, June 12, 2025. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for all things insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information. Stay financially smart, Australia. Catch you next time.